It doesn't look like much from the outside. A glass-fronted building on one of the roads into town, between a bank and a post office. It could pass for any other cafe. But for dozens of vulnerable people in St Austell, this place is a lifeline.
We're talking about minestrone soup with artisan bread that's come from the Eden Cafe, pasta with bolognese sauce, and then peach crumble with custard.
For over 20 years, St Austell Community Kitchen, or STACK as it's more commonly known, has been providing meals for some of the town's homeless and vulnerable residents. It's open between 10:30 and 5, Monday to Saturday, and provides a warm, sheltered place for people to sit and talk and eat. Kim Matthews is a project manager.
To start with, coming in here, they feel that they have failed in some way, but actually society has failed them. What we try and do in here is to build people up, give them that self-esteem and the idea that actually you might be down here at the moment, but you can get back up again.
Ricky Carpenter uses the services provided by STACK, but he's also one of the increasing numbers of users, or clients as they're known, who volunteer as well.
Sometimes I do mixed fruit. Sometimes I do peaches. We got dry fruit as well. I normally sometimes chuck that in there. Well, I was actually I was split out with my girlfriend and become homeless. And then the first time I ever come to STACK was when it was down at Trinity Street. And I've just been coming in ever since. And then I just asked one day if they got any volunteers jobs going.
So when you first came in, Ricky, when it was down the other end of St Austell, what were you thinking when you came in?
Is this really for me? And obviously it has, it's helped me. It's helped me quite a lot, really, over the years. Leave the juice in, because the juice is good for the crumble. It makes it all still slight, because you got a layer of crumble.
I mean, we widened our definition of homeless to inadequately housed. So it could be people who are in hostels or are bed and breakfasts, you know, from the council. Sofa surfers, you know, those the ones they call the hidden homeless, you know, that you don't realise, but they don't want to be still living with their in-laws, but they can't afford somewhere else to live, you know, that sort of thing. And we also now serve the vulnerable and needy, who don't actually have to be homeless to be vulnerable and needy, but they're just sort of that one step away from. You know, if things got worse for them, then it could be that they would be homeless. So it's a way of us trying to help their situation so that they don't become homeless.
About a dozen or so people come through STACK's doors during the lunchtime I spend there. Some opt to have the soup, while others plump for the three-course option. A nutritious, warm meal, plus a hot drink, all for a pound. The clients are a mix. There are men, there are women. There's also one young man who can have been no older than 20. He looked out of place, not the type of person you'd expect here. But he needed a voucher for the food bank down the road. And Dave Matthews, a trustee on STACK's board, is in no doubt that the number of people using the kitchen is increasing.
Well, certainly the figures speak for themselves. Before we relocated, we served 800 meals in the last year we were at the old place. In the first year we were here, we served 3,000 meals. And in the last 12 months, we've served well in excess of 4,000. But it was our chairman who did the figures. And for the last 24 months, we've served 8,000 meals approximately.
8,000 meals served over 2 years is something that's quite hard to quantify until you actually begin to drill down into what those numbers mean. I've just stepped outside Stack to do some quick calculations on my phone. And when you work it out, those 8,000 meals over 2 years actually works out to 11 people being fed each day, every day. I mean, that's astonishing to me. How in this day and age, in this town where I've lived almost my entire life, that there are almost a dozen people who can't feed themselves. Something that seems so basic that we take for granted without relying on the kindness of strangers, on the kindness of others. But the fact remains, more and more people are falling below Cornwall's poverty line. Figures released by the Unitary Council last autumn show the county's homeless population has increased by almost 16% in just 12 months. The authorities attribute the rise to improved research, but others say it's due to financial difficulties facing local families in these times of austerity. Homeless shelters, community kitchens, food banks all say they're facing increased demand from users who've fallen into poverty.